On University of North Carolina Asheville Week, formal land agreements with indigenous communities can lead to some healing. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Trey Adcock, associate professor of interdisciplinary studies, explores how they are viewed in these populations.
At a basic level, a formal land acknowledgement statement is often an organization's recognition of occupying the lands of an indigenous people. Universities in the U.S. have become a central theater, with church groups, community organizations, museums, and nonprofits beginning to issue their own versions of these short statements. For me, as a Cherokee Nation citizen, it's a complicated conversation since indigenous people have recognized their unique relationship to the land for thousands of years. Western concepts of ownership further complicate this conversation. Some activists and academics support acknowledgement as the first step in decolonizing institutional practices, furthering a settler colonial agenda. In contrast, others argue that without additional action, acknowledgement is simply a move to innocence. Nevertheless, establishing practices of land acknowledgement grounded in reciprocity can be a powerful way of showing respect and countering colonial practices. For institutions of higher education, there is no one-size-fits-all land acknowledgement format. However, there are some practices to keep in mind when composing one. First, the statement should address the history of the land accurately with an understanding of who and how the land was previously inhabited, no matter how troubling that history is. Second, the statement should be clear in recognizing the nationhood of the indigenous communities and include a commitment to working together towards rectifying land usage. There are examples where land has been given directly back to indigenous communities, as well as creating land tax programs. Third, there absolutely must be a commitment by the institution doing the land acknowledgement to effectively and sustainably use their resources to positively impact the directly affected communities. For some, a land acknowledgement statement alone won't be enough. While I agree with that sentiment, I think it can be a good starting place if done appropriately.
That was Trey Adcock of the University of North Carolina, Asheville. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.